This conference will now be recorded.
All right. Thank you very much. This is a notice of a special meeting of the Green Mountain Water and Sanitation District, and the date is March 16th, 2021.
Yes.
Notice is hereby given that the Board of Directors of the Green Mountain Water and Sanitation District of the County of Jefferson, State of Colorado, will hold a special meeting at 6 p.m. Tuesday, March 16th, 2021 at 13919 West Utah Avenue, Lakewood, Colorado 80228. This meeting will be held for the purpose of conducting such business as may come before the board. This meeting is open to the public. This is a virtual meeting. Due to the change in status taking place February 26, 2021 in Jefferson County regarding public meeting indoor events in a limited capacity are permitted at this time. However, there was a more restrictive county level PHO 20-009, which was in effect, which limits the district ability to hold in-person meetings. Therefore, the district will conduct this meeting virtually and offers the means of participating in the meeting by video slash conference call. To attend, please go to www.goto.me/gmwsd-boardmeeting or call 571-317-3122 and enter the access code. The access code is 668-343-917. To troubleshoot any issues with connection at the time of the meeting, please follow this link, support.goto.com/meeting. And if you still experience difficulties, email customerservice@greenmountainwater.org and our IT staff will assist you as soon as possible. The district does not discriminate on the basis of race, age, national origin, color, creed, religion, sex, sexual orientation, or disability in the provision of services. People with disabilities needing reasonable accommodation to attend or participate in a district board meeting can call 303-985-1581 or email customerservice@greenmountainwater.org for assistance. Please provide notice as far in advance as possible so we can accommodate your request. All right, and so now for the reading of the agenda. Number one, call to order or declaration of quorum. Okay, so I would like to call for a quorum of all Board of Directors members. Adrian Hannigan.
Alex Blotkin.
Jeff Baker.
Karen Morgan.
Rhonda Peters.
Okay, I would like to declare that we have a quorum of all five board members. Now, in item number two, we have directors' matters or disclosure matters. Is there anything the board would like to disclose? Any member of the board would like to disclose? I see no hands raised, so I will go to item number three, approval of or additions to or deletions from the agenda. Are there any approval of additions to or deletions from the agenda?
Madam President, I would like to make a motion.
Please go right ahead.
I would like to make a motion that the public comment is restricted to the public comment section of the agenda, please. And that once the public comment is done, the chat box is also disabled.
I think that will interfere with freedom of expression and freedom of speech. I would like to defer to Ms. Timmons. What do you think of this? Disabling comment disabling chat. It's one of the ways that people can communicate. So what are the reasons for that? And do you
well,
think
if I may, if I may provide my statement.
I heard your statement and I asked Ms. Timmons a question. May I please ask her a question? Do you think that's legitimate? And,
Alex, I'm going to ask you to expand because I think you might be right, Alex, that actually in a regular meeting, if you think about it, there is a public comment period and we don't normally allow chat type things to happen in a regular meeting. Like that's kind of making comments throughout the meeting. So I see your point here. I do think these virtual meetings have been really difficult. You know, there are a lot of things are out of order, but I think that might be a reasonable request. Maybe it's something you could do this time and maybe talk about it down the road. I think there might be some other issues too about leaving videos on and not turning them off. And so there might be other procedural issues you guys could talk about at another meeting, but I think that's a reasonable request.
Thank you, Ms. Timmons. Just generally speaking, I would like to also, if I may say, that there's been a level of hostility that has existed at past meetings for some time. So going forward, I request that the board and the public work together to resolve the legal matters at hand. And so kind of I have a few requests related to the flow of the meetings and to just the general decorum. And I would, one, request that meetings be conducted within the terms of the bylaws of the district and the agenda must be posted and adhered to. I felt that at the last meeting, potentially the bylaws and maybe an Open Meetings Act may have been breached by talking about items that were not clearly posted on the agenda under the guise of a completely different topic without the proper notice to the public or the board. Second, I was troubled that privileged matters were discussed during the public meeting and this should hopefully not happen again. Third, it would be appreciated if the council did not react adversely when board members raise questions in regards to how district's legal budget is being spent. Fourth, it is requested that the legal counsel cease bringing another lawyer to the meetings at this, as this is not a prudent use of funds, which could be spent on the litigation. It was decided, it seems to me, without the board's approval to use the second lawyer to take minutes at a significant and unnecessary cost to the district. Fifth, I felt that damaging statements about board members of the board cannot be made in public setting. This goes against the grain of impartial common representation, and if the council is not able to fairly and impartially represent the board as one common client, this may have damaging legal consequence to the legal proceedings in hand. And six, I would ask that misinformation must cease to be spread. It is apparent that someone has been spreading misinformation amongst the community, inciting further harassment of the board. And seventh, specifically to the efficiency of these meetings, and Ms. Timmons, to kind of second your statements there, I have looked at the transcript of the last meeting and the speaking totals were interesting. I mean, if you would like, I can read them into the record here, but you know, there was kind of comments made at length how much time is taken up by board members. And if you look on the transcript, Al Hannigan took 63 minutes, 44 seconds. Ms. Timmons took 41 minutes, 43 seconds. Mr. Krupkowski took 30 minutes, 13 seconds. Ms. Peters took 23 minutes, 40 seconds. Mr. Ashburn, 16 minutes, 15 seconds. Mr. Arlen, 15 minutes. Alex, 9 minutes, 17 seconds. Karen Morgan, 9 minutes, 1 second. Green Mountain Admin, 8 minutes, 58 seconds. Green Mountain Admin, again, apologize about that. That's a duplicate. Speaker Unknown, 8 minutes, 24 seconds. Aymara, 7 minutes, 38 seconds. Mr. Baker, 6 minutes, 46 seconds. Ms. Bronson, 5 minutes, 31 seconds. AP, I believe that was Austin, 5 minutes, 10 seconds. Mr. Terry Kenyon, 2 minutes, 31 seconds. Ms. Schrader, 2 minutes, 19 seconds. And Ms. Ralph, 1 minute, 1 second. Mr. Pavlich, 42 seconds. And then Sam, 40 seconds. So based on that information is why I'm making this motion. And I would respectfully request that people be mindful of the need for the efficiency in these meetings and to conduct them with some manner of decorum and efficiency. And again, I would ask that my motion stands if there is a second, of course, And if we may, please run these meetings a bit more efficiently.
Is there any further discussion?
We didn't have a second, Madam President.
Okay, I'm sorry. Forgive me. So is there a second? Sorry about that.
I will second that motion.
Okay. Is there any further discussion?
Well, I think we need to defer back to Council Timmons that maybe in the discussion that we need to probably put this on. I mean, there's a motion on the board on the floor right now, yes. But Joe, what do we need to do to be straight going forward from here?
You mean more than just this meeting, Jeff, or?
Well, I guess so. We have a motion and you have a second, we're having a discussion, but if we pass this, then we need to probably put an addendum in there for to go into some sort of detail for at the next available board meeting.
Well, it seems to me the motion is to limit the public comment in this meeting for the beginning of the meeting and not throughout the meeting. Is that what the motion is for?
That is correct, Ms. Timmons. I would like the motion is specifically just to have the public comment during the public section. Once the public comment section is complete, I would also respectfully ask that the chat is disabled. That was extremely distracting at the last meeting.
Okay, so I think what you're saying is for this meeting, is that correct, Alex?
I'll go with that for now, thank you.
Yeah, so I think
this is Jesse. I just want to chime in super quickly. I'm going to be totally frank. I've been looking. There's not just like a turn the chat off option I can find just right here in the admin console. So I'm sorry, Alex. I don't have seeing something that can just shut it off right there after the fact, but I will continue looking. So just that's all.
I am willing to withdraw the motion and modify to say that the public comments only be allowed during the public comment section.
Okay, so you guys want to start all over then? That's the motion. Get a second.
Yes. Okay. So the motion was to limit the public comment to only the public comment section.
Yes, please.
Do I have a second?
I will second that, and I get yes.
Okay. And then back to your question, Jeff, if that's something you could put that on and talk about that. You know, for the next meeting, if you want to make that like a rule going forward or something, you can certainly do that.
Madam President, can we possibly put this on for the next board meeting to make this a topic to address all the points and the logistics that the staff had just mentioned so we can make sure we, you know, if we currently we've run it where we had public comment up front. I know City of Lakewood does it prior to each event, prior to each agenda item, but they sign up prior and then you have a time limit. So
The thing is that this was for the approval additions to or deletion to this particular agenda, not
correct.
To all of those.
Right. I'm just saying.
What I would like to say is that you can then put that on the agenda of the next meeting rather than, you know, stack it onto this one. But that's what I think the procedure allows us to do. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
That is correct. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Right. Okay. So we had a motion, we had a discussion, a lot of discussion, and so now we have a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Nay? So it looks like it passes 4-1. Okay, I'm all in favor of people speaking their mind. So now, item number 4, public comment, which is limited to 5 minutes per person. Members of the public wishing to address the board on agenda items or during the public comment period are asked to indicate the agenda item number or public comment period next to their name on the sign-in sheet. Members of the public will then be recognized by the board as each agenda item is undertaken. Okay, I would like to acknowledge Miss Brenda Brunson. Would you like to speak, please?
Yes, but I haven't seen the special meeting's agenda. I just couldn't find it, didn't have time. So I just, okay. I have general comments from the previous meeting.
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
Okay. My name's Brenda Bronson. I'm in Lakewood, Colorado. Let's see. I wanted to ask all the board members, I sent an email to all the board members whether they received Dave Wickman's ceasefire seeking a truth email. It was dated February 14th and it was addressed and talked to all the board members. And I was asking specifically, to stop, it addressed you stop trying to pass new bylaws until you got through your litigation, basically. So I was interested to know how he directs behind the scenes the board, and no one responded to me. And I'm asking you again to respond to me about and then I just recently wrote a CORA request requesting all emails and other correspondence from Dave Wickman or John Henderson that he's sending that have been sent to the board that are not part of any meeting. I want to know how much I want to see that. I asked that in a CORA request. I haven't learned whether I'll get it or not. But again, I'm asking in a public meeting for a response from members of the board. If you don't want to give it during the meeting, you feel free to email it to me. And the second item is during the last meeting I was on, every board member except for Karen Morgan told in a public meeting whether they signed, they did or didn't sign the John Henderson's engagement. I want to know whether Karen Morgan signed it or not. I think that should be public information, whether she wanted to engage John Henderson or not. Alex told us, Jeff told us, Rhonda told us. Adrian told us, but Karen Morgan didn't. That's the end of my public comment. And I was glad to know I only gave talk 5 minutes in the last meeting because that was the length of a public comment, so I didn't exceed it. Good. And I don't want to make a comment. I even agree with you only having public comments at a specific time, personally.
Thank you, Ms. Bronson.
Raise your hand.
Okay, are there any further public comments that people would like to make? Members of the public?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. I just got here. This is Peggy Ralph, and I'm just joining the meeting. I had some questions from the last meeting we were at, and there were some technical difficulties, so I didn't hear the answer to my question. And so I guess I still have questions about how the lawsuit is proceeding and whether Joe is the only attorney, Joe Timmons is the only attorney handling the case. I don't know the answer to that because, like I said, the sound cut out and I don't know what happened. I did send in a CORA request last week asking about attorney information for an attorney named Scott Gessler, who I don't know. I understand he is helping provide help. And do we have any information about Scott and what he's, we are concerned about bills going over the amount and the budget. And I didn't know that Scott Gessler was a part of the team. And so I asked for a CORA request asking for the receipts of his bills and asking what's going on with Scott. I guess Joe Timmons can answer my question. I'm not sure who else can, but I haven't received a response from my CORA. So I guess I'll sit back and see if I can hear the sound this time. Go ahead.
Okay, so should I answer that now or how would you guys like?
I would just think, just answer it quickly, if you can, just a couple minutes.
Okay, so there are currently three attorneys. It's myself, Andrew Stuno, who works in my law firm, and I have a co-counsel agreement with Scott Gessler. He has also been helping out in the litigation. And I know that your CORA request did come in because I saw it. And so I believe we're working on getting those documents out to you. I am happy to prepare an analysis of the legal budget. That might be helpful. I could do that for, you know, a future meeting, something like that. And then that would possibly help you understand also where, you know, how the expenses are being spent, that kind of thing. As far as the status of the litigation, there are currently 5 lawsuits that were consolidated into one. We have trials set. We have one trial set in August of this year. We have another trial set in January of 2022. The trials were postponed because of the COVID schedule in the courthouse. They haven't been able to hold really any trials at all, and now they're working on catching up with their criminal trials. You know, we're still basically in the trial kind of discovery phase of the litigation. And that's really kind of a summary of where we're at as far as that goes. So I hope that answers your questions.
Okay. So anyway, thank you very much, Joe. Is there anyone else in the public who would like to ask questions?
This is Jesse. I just wanted to chime in real quick and see, I've got a lot to discuss with the board regarding the potential meeting on the 23rd. I'm doing a ton of research and a lot of planning, and I've got a lot of details to go over with the board. I don't know if public comment is the right time for that, or when would be a good time. I just wanted to check and see. So, but we really should discuss it tonight.
I guess it's not on the agenda. Is there anything that, you know, I will allow it if that is helpful for you. Is it long or is it just short, or, you know, can you send us an email or something, or what?
There is an item on the agenda for in directors matters for the discussion of the meeting. It's right before you go into executive session for conferring
with your attorney. Do you want to wait until, do you have to leave or anything, or would this be the best time for you?
No, I'm running these whole meetings, so we can discuss it then. I just wanted to check and make sure that was an appropriate time to cover all the details, because there are quite a few.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, are there any other members of the public that would like to comment? Nope. Yes? Did I hear someone? No. Okay. So right now, agenda item number 4, which is public comment, is closed. And number 5, we have director's matters. And A is the discussion of public outreach meeting proposed for March 23rd, 2021, brought up on the March 9th, 2021 meeting. What I would like to do is cede the floor to Jesse. Okay, what would you like to discuss?
Okay, we have done quite a bit of research on what we'll need to do to get everything working since it was since the March 9th meeting. Mm-hmm. I think there's a couple things that the board will need to assess and then decide on this evening, but I wanted to kind of appraise the board of all the details, get everyone the facts, and then field some questions and then take everything from there. So we spoke with, I guess the first thing to start with, I got a chance to speak with John, I can't remember his last name right now, but he's with Bowles Church. First of all, I guess actually, thanks to Hank Brumley for kind of putting all the connections together. It was very helpful, and we got in contact with people really easily. Mm-hmm. That was really mm-hmm. nice. So I spoke with the technical representative there for the church, and he has, from what I understand, he's been dealing with he's been very sick for a while, and His mother just passed away as well, which is really sad to hear. So he's kind of tackling a lot of stuff for us right in the midst of all this, which is, he's not on the meeting, but just a thanks goes out for him for the call today. So we talked a lot of technical details about what the potential of a kind of hybrid meeting would look like at this facility. I know that was the board's preferred method discussed last time. So we looked into the feasibility of that. There are some definitely some major technical hurdles, ones that I'll be frank that I don't really think are surmountable in 4 days. We can't even get in to test until Monday afternoon, which leaves us literally no time to correct any issues before the meeting would be done on Tuesday.
And this is because John's burying his mother on Monday morning. Is that correct? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's as far as I understand. Yeah, he's busy Monday morning with the funeral for his mom, and then he said the soonest he could do anything was Monday afternoon. For obvious reasons, I did not ask him to adjust that schedule. There are some, I don't know how much technical detail you want me to go into. We would have to basically kind of adjust the way we do our meetings. Previously we've done hybrid meetings in the boardroom, and that's different than what we would be doing here because of the actual physical setup of our hardware, how we would establish a go-to meeting, piping the meeting into the main room. Basically, the main way our meetings work right now between the board members and the public, there's really kind of a discussion available because there's not really a risk of feedback. But piping audio through into a giant church chamber coming in live from a go-to meeting poses a major feedback issue. So essentially, we have to only allow audio coming in from the go-to meeting and then mute it at the soundboard level, and then only allow audio coming off of microphones from the stage. Notwithstanding the issues of like understanding people's webcam microphones over church chamber audio speakers, some concerns I have there, as well as how we determine in what order the public gets to speak, either in person or over online. So there's a couple issues, but essentially the technician there said, his first major concern was feedback because of the microphones on stage picking up audio coming through the meeting. So that would mean everyone who was really needing to discuss things back and forth needs to be present at the microphone, because otherwise we have to literally toggle like with soundboard sliders up and down, back and forth as each person goes up, either on the meeting or in person. So that's a big technical hurdle. There are some software solutions to that, but those are only things that I know of, not that I know how to use. My wife's brother is a sound technician, and so I kind of asked him some preliminary thoughts on it, and he gave me some ideas, but I don't do audio video. Neither does Sam. We just have kind of figured it out as best we can for these meetings. Additionally, to I think really make it work, we'd need to upgrade our go-to meeting solution to the webcast version, which allows us to have a raise hand function, although the raise hand function is not available for phone calls. So that's still kind of a technical hurdle. And the other issue with that is people have to RSVP to webcasts. So we have to put a link out, and the only way people are able to join that is by, selecting the link, putting their email in, RSVPing, and then they get an email back that says, okay, here's the link to the webcast when it starts. there could be other solutions. We could maybe use Zoom, we could use other things, but we would, you know, I guess in summary, if we want to execute this next Tuesday in a hybrid fashion, I think we are headed for a technical disaster. I think it's not going to work. If we wanted to do an in-person only solution, that is, you know, obviously that's just people in a place, or a virtual solution. Those are tools we have. Or I guess what Sam and I really kind of came to the solution of is if we had more time, maybe say, you know, several weeks or something, to be able to test out, you know, get a chance to establish hardware and software solutions, get a chance to test them, and then post testing have time still to be able to correct any potential issues. I mean, Monday would be it, and then there's no time. If we have to get something or fix something, okay, we have really no time. So that's my summary of it. So my personal request is we either consider changing the method of the meeting to something different than hybrid, or we delay the meeting, 4 weeks or something, to give Sam and I time to do that. The last piece that I need to cover is we are in the midst of kind of finishing our server upgrades, which on the March 9th meeting it was super late, so I just forgot. But I have all of our server upgrades scheduled for the 23rd for our billing software. I have to cancel that if we're going to do this meeting on the 23rd. So that'll put us out at least a couple of weeks again. If I have to, there's about five people I have to coordinate to get this upgrade together that I've been kind of, we've been marching towards. So that is all the preliminary details. Sorry for the kind of detail vomit there, but there's a lot to cover, and we have a rare time when I get to speak to all the board all at once. So let me know what your guys' questions are.
Okay, I'm thinking that maybe for the 23rd, if it is acceptable with the people of Bowles Community Church, that we could do just simply a public meeting, and then maybe have a second community meeting, say a couple weeks later, and then that could be virtual. We could just alternate it. I'm wondering if that might be easier for you, Jesse. Do you think that would be easier if we just did the simple public meeting next Tuesday? What do you think? Then you won't have to do anything. You could just we just have a recording of it, right?
Right. We'd still have to find a solution for recording that that meeting.
So would the church have a way to record it, maybe? Sorry.
I could check. You know, we didn't ask about recording because obviously our thought was we'd be leveraging GoToMeeting or whatever virtual tool we use to record it. We have a hand recorder, and if that's just sitting at that could record the directors, but that wouldn't record the, you know, guaranteeing that it records the speakers over the room, you know, like I can't be certain about that. So we'd have to see I'm sure they probably have a tool to record it. I mean, they have it's a big giant church thing, and they have a pretty robust AV setup. The couple other thoughts, well, before I forget them, because I have a long list that I made for myself. One, two, is that I think very grateful for the technician who's going to be helping us through the church, but they're mostly, you know, they're just presenting information here. So that, like, the situation we're kind of asking them to do is not what they normally do. So, you know, they aren't really any more help for solving this than Sam and I will be. And the last thing that I want to say is that I'm not going to be, I don't want to be physically in attendance with a ton of people. My dad is going through cancer right now, And I'm living with my parents while we're selling, while we're trying to buy a house. So it's really important to me that I don't put myself in any kind of situation that endangers my dad. So I just want to put that out. You know, I'm happy to discuss it. But whatever role I play, I want to be doing that virtually. That's something else that I want to keep in mind here. I mentioned that last board meeting as well. That's incredibly important to me. I'm in a position where I have no other option but not attending public gatherings to protect my dad. So those are my details.
So I just think that what we could do is just have a simple recorder. People can come to the public meeting. It's recorded. And then that's that. Ms. Timmons, could you confer with Mr. Brumley and make sure that that's okay with him and if that is indeed possible? So is it appropriate for me to call on Mr. Brumley and see if we can ask him?
That's okay, just to set up a meeting for those.
Yes.
I haven't been involved in it, so I'm not sure of what is happening as far as setting it up. But,
Mr. Brumley offered a gracious offer. I, not knowing all the players in litigation, but knowing as kind and as offering as Mr. Brumley is, but understanding he worked for Stream Realty, that's why I sought out guidance towards the end of last week from the board, and it seemed like. It was okay to pursue this option since it was offered, but I know Mr. Brumley's on the call. He passed us on to Dave Beatty, and we traded a couple of emails because we got going on this gangbusters on Monday morning, and Dave, you know, people were shoveling out on Monday morning, but Dave passed us on to this John Burns, who is their tech guy, but this is the person who has suffered these series of unfortunate events with dealing with a 6-week COVID incident on his own body, and then losing his mom. We can't say for sure. He never indicated his mom passed because of COVID, but it seemed sort of that way. And that of all things, he's burying her on Monday morning, the 22nd. So it becomes problematic. He's a gracious gentleman who's trying to help. But as Jesse sort of indicated, these churches are used to sort of broadcasting, you know, out. There's a service, there's a band, there's a pastor, and they're putting stuff out. They're not getting feedback in from attendees. So This is not in his wheelhouse as much as he wants to try and help. So we've been working with him all day Monday, and then pretty much just till about an hour or two ago to try and make this work. The email that I had sent out on Friday afternoon was based on Sam and Jesse's research on this GoToMeeting webinar. Which would provide an entirely virtual meeting that could handle up to 500 attendees for a one-time price of $250. I put that out to the entire board and wanted to get feedback, and I did get some feedback, but I was also told that there was a very, very, very strong preference for a in-person physical meeting. So that's what we've been working towards. And just to kind of, you know, head the horses at the pass, we kind of figured there'd be a desire for a hybrid option, which Jesse has been talking about now for the last 15 minutes, because there just will be people, whether fear of COVID or something that's coming around now, which is a desire for the convenience of a virtual meeting. that I don't have to drive and get to a particular place. So we just don't know if a hybrid option was available, who would come. If we put something out to notice it in time frame 72 hours, we would, what I think Director Hannigan just sort of say, well, what if we just go this go around with a pure in person? And that would be infinitely easier. Jesse talked about not understanding the recording option. We have recorders, but in a large cavernous room, recorders could hold like this, and of what value does that become? So that, like all of these things, devil's always in the details, but that's why I put that information out on Friday afternoon about this pure virtual option. So Jesse spent a lot of time describing the nightmare that would be the hybrid option. So that, okay, let's put that out there.
I understand. Me. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. May I proceed or do you want to talk now?
If I may, Madam President.
Go ahead.
My concern is that I think more preparation time is needed, not just for technical reasons, but considering the magnitude of what's at stake, and my impression was that there's this is potentially a great opportunity to present various legal options to the public and to ask them a number of questions. Because one of the concerns that I have, if I have not yet seen any preparation or presentation material that would be presented to the public, and I think the proper due care and diligence should be taken in putting something like this together, never mind, you know, the technical difficulties and personal reasons that have just been stated. And so I think that the public should be aware of the numerous, you know, options that are available to the district, and I'm not even sure how to properly put that on paper or presentation slides or what have you without, you know, divulging the privileged information aspects of this. And I think we owe it to the public to do a lot more preparation to really present a good slide deck or spoken presentation or what have you, so that the public has, again, the due respect and information that they need to form a set of opinions that would be fed back to us as the board representing the public. So I would politely request that a bit more time is taken to prepare this technically and presentation wise, and then we proceed forward. And I would be glad to have this as a topic on the next meeting agenda or what have you. So that's just my two cents. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I would like to ask Mr. Brumley if we could slip the schedule for a week, if that would work just for the all public meeting. And then in 2 weeks, we can have the, you know, maybe an all virtual. We can do it that way. So I thought that maybe that would be a good compromise, just an all public one. So so I would like to do that. I would like to do that in 2 weeks. Could Mr. Brumley let us know if that was acceptable? I realize that this poor man, his mother died, but if it's just an all public meeting, that would be great. Not next week, but the week after. If he could let me know.
I believe there was a comment in the chat, Madam President. Mr. Brumley said he will call the church.
He says, yes. I didn't see it. Yes, I will call the church. Okay. I would like to say thank you very much, Mr. Brumley. You have been more than generous. I really appreciate it. I think just an all public meeting for the people who are sort of who would prefer that to see us in person. And the thing is that I scheduled this meeting, and basically I just wanted to have to hear from the public, just to hear what they think and to answer maybe some of their questions. I would like to say that I have been working with I just started working with Ms. Timmons, and as soon as we get our work product out, not work product, but an idea of what this presentation would involve.
Adrian, you froze up.
Yeah, it seems like her video and audio froze up.
Well.
Is everybody signed?
Can I speak for a second? So I know Director Hannigan is talking about this meeting, but I believe that there are multiple options that we need to be presenting in front of the public, like Director Plotkin talked about. And I think we need to come up with a complete package to roll out to the public. That's the one thing we've been always wanting to do. So I think we need to create a good product with the multiple options that we need to be looking at, and then set up the meeting. I think if I heard it correctly at the March 9th meeting, I only heard a single track solution. And I think we need to do better for the public to present the different options, get their input, and to be able to go forward. So I think we're kind of putting the apple or the cart before the horse here. So I think we need to have the package and then start setting up. And like, it sounds like we've got logistic issues and technical issues. It sounds like it makes sense to probably have all the packages ready in a professional manner, and then hopefully give the staff time to work out the bugs and to make this a quality public forum, work out the bugs with a good package, and then hopefully we can move forward. Thank you.
Jesse, you look like Adrian Hannigan has come back in yet, so we can kind of just sorry, go ahead, Greg.
Jesse, you were of the opinion when you know, because you and I've spent a lot of time together over the last 2 days trying to unwrap this ball of wax. And you had kind of intimated to me that if a hybrid option was ever going to be pursued, you might want to explore software that, with familiarizing yourself with it, might put you into mid to late April. Director Hannigan threw out a pure in-person option, which I think then would now be the 30th of March, correct, and then a pure virtual option which was actually your recommendation, yours and Sam's, to me by Friday afternoon, with the GoToMeeting webinar that has all of those aspects for a one-time fee of $250. So, and if that occurred a week later or 2 weeks later, you know, I think you would just see a much more enthusiastic participation. And of course, the virtual option has the ability for anybody to make a presentation. People can speak. I believe this version has this incredible raise hand option where then a moderator can recognize the person raising their hand. So you're not having people speak over each other, or when someone just wants to start talking, they start talking. That's how meetings I run for a couple of the schools I teach for, like University of Denver or Regis. That's how we work that. And it makes the Director Plotkin had talked about the efficiency of meetings as we kicked off. And when you're in this kind of mode, that kind of control would be super great. Please note, I'm not saying that we exclude any one attendee from speaking. It's just done in an orderly manner, the way I've seen it done at the Public Utilities Commission and at the City Council of Colorado Springs, which basically is the regulatory body for Colorado Springs Utilities.
Right. That would be, as far as improving our virtual options, even just having a couple weeks, we could explore, you know, whether the GoToMeeting webcast option is our best route for this to make it, like you said, most efficient. I mean, we partly chose GoToMeeting as our solution in March of last year because it was the only one that could both allow for phone calls and executive sessions that were password protected. A lot of software has come a long way in the 9 months of COVID. So we could check and make sure that we're using the best, most efficient option. We just haven't tackled it dramatically, because we just kind of, there hasn't been a huge need for it. But yeah, if we have some more time, longer than Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we could really churn something else out, I think. So get valuable solutions put before the board.
I would be curious how, without violating any open meeting acts, how do we vote, if you will, without holding a public meeting on this, what the information presented to the public would be? Because again, I would have a bit of an issue, information being only presented by one director and the council without the approval of the board as a body. So I am just curious, how do people envision, again, putting this packet together, whatever that may be? How do we approve it? How do we review it? How do we finally say, yes, now the meeting format has been set up, now the technical solution is amicable to most parties most of the time? And, to me, I would just request politely that first we work out those details and then we should be able to set the date. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Alex, can I respond really quickly? There was never a plan that I would work with one director on anything for a meeting. I have not been involved in that. Director Hannigan called this meeting, but I do need to clarify, because it's now come up a couple times already in this meeting about the Open Meetings Act. And so I'm reading really from the legislative history of the act itself, and the executive session exception, that's a narrow exception to the Open Meetings Act. The general rule is that all business of the district must be done in public. No matter how embarrassing or you think it should be private, it should be done in public. One of the very narrow exceptions, and there are others, but one of them is for legal advice. That exception is viewed and interpreted very narrowly by the courts, and it's very strictly limited to discussion regarding legal issues. But I'm reading you from the legislative history that no final decisions on litigation matters can be voted on during an executive session. The decision to settle a case or not, for a certain amount of money or none, under what conditions, is a decision which must be voted on in a public meeting. So that's right out of the legislative history. So I think it might be partly my fault that I haven't fully discussed with everybody the extent of the Open Meetings Act, and it's kind of come at us piecemeal, but there is an exception for, discussion of discrete legal issues. But when it comes to the course of litigation decisions, just as I described, that needs to happen in an open meeting. So we're really at that point where some of these issues are needing to be decided in a different manner.
So, thank you for that, Ms. Timmons, but essentially that's confirming what I just said. If there's to be, any sort of a packet or any materials put out to the public, sounds to me like there should be a public vote of the board on the approval of such materials. Am I mistaken?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to understand what Alex said. You said
my question was not in any shape or form related to executive sessions or anything else. What I was talking about is before information is put out to the public, that the board gets to review it, edit it, and vote on the contents of any such information to go out to the public. That's all I was asking.
Well, are you saying a vote in an executive session or a vote at a public meeting? I don't really know.
A vote in a public meeting, of course.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. No. However you want to do it, you're the board. You just have to do your business in public. if you want to discuss things together and say, hey, let's do this. But when it comes to making final decisions about pending litigation, whether to accept a settlement or not, those kinds of things need to happen in a public meeting. So I'm not sure if that helps you.
I do believe that's exactly where I was just trying to say, but thank you for affirming that.
Okay.
Yeah, and Jill, that's why I wanted, that's why I put this on the agenda for tonight, because where we left off for the on the March 9th meeting, you know, we didn't have all these things nailed down. So I wanted to post it for the public. I wanted to bring up that we didn't have a quorum to have the meeting. I wanted it also, I don't think we have a good package yet to put in front of the public. But as you know, and that's been number one on my list, and I know the rest of the board, is to get information to the public on all options. So I'm all for the meeting. I just think we need to, you know, get our package together. And then ironically, you know, we're aware of the technical issues, logistics that can go along with it. So I just think it's going to give us a little bit of time to develop the correct package to put in front of the public and make sure everything's all good.
Okay, I would like to make a comment. My computer finally got back up. I need to make a slight correction to this agenda item. And it says discussion of public outreach meeting proposed March 23rd. Okay, proposed for. I would need to make a slight correction to this agenda item. It should read as discussion of public outreach meeting, which was called by a director for March 23rd at the March 9th meeting. I would like to open up the floor to all of you board members on this topic, but before doing so, I would like to tell you how happy I am that you are all so interested in the community meeting, that I'm really confused by a flurry of emails that I saw over the weekend, particularly because I called this meeting appropriately on the 23rd per section 24-0-402 of the Special Meetings Act, which allows for a single director to call for a meeting. And as long as this director provides the date and the time and the context, they are allowed to do so by the Special Districts Act.
Yep.
No board can really change the Special District Act. So as long as we do this within 72 hours, we are permitted to do so. But without any of you dissenting whatsoever when we discussed it, and yet on Friday, it seems you have all had side conversations, not privy to the public, about the meeting. So I'd like to understand how you, Jeff, you, Alex, and you, Karen, are all creating positions and decisions without being here at a public meeting. Who called who about this? How did this start? Do not interrupt me.
I object. This is simply creating another witch hunt.
Let me finish. Do not interrupt me. So I'd like to understand how you all, especially Jeff, would you like to tell me about this email you sent and copied Karen, and what discussions you had with each other, and where did you get your legal advice? So Jeff, please talk. So I'm going to help people understand, Jeff, your explanation. So I would like to read your letter into the record. But before I do that, I would like you to explain these particular questions that I have, okay?
So I guess you're directing me here. So, okay. So the email came from Greg, and it was on Karen, and I was replying just to the people on the Green Mountain email. One, this meeting the other night, this was not on the agenda. And I had put this in the letter that I thought we were trying to be clear that we wouldn't discuss things that were not on the agenda. And that happened. Second thing, and yes, to your point, yes, any director can call for a meeting. That's absolutely correct. But you still have to have a quorum to have the meeting. And then the other thing is, you were talking, Director Hannigan, about basically a unilateral decision. You spoke to just one potential option. And I'm not even sure we should have been doing that in a public meeting at this time. I don't know. I don't know. But it was just, you know, plus the potential technical issues, it was a lot to probably put on the staff with a short amount of time. I definitely, I know we need to probably the five of us sit down with council and, you know, look at all options, create a package to put out to the public the proper way. And yeah, I have no problem with you doing it. I mean, that's every director can do that. But I don't think you can be acting unilaterally for the board.
So. I don't think that I am acting unilaterally to the board. What I would do is just solicit their questions and then maybe have Joe Timmons and Andrew there to answer the questions. I have really, there's nothing I really want to do except to provide the public with an ability to talk to us. That's all I want. Now, Jeff, your email said it is not standard procedure to schedule the meeting for the 23rd of March the way it was done. First off, this was not put on the last agenda properly to give notice to the public, but was allowed to be brought up ad hoc and discussed for quite a bit of time. The inappropriate decision to hold this meeting was made without the proper board motion, discussion, and vote. In addition, when other items that were not placed on the agenda prior to the meeting were attempted to be discussed, they were shot down by council as they should have been. However, this March 23rd meeting is being planned and pushed at this moment without proper procedure. As one of five directors of the Green Mountain Water Board, I want this topic placed on the agenda for the upcoming discussion for this Tuesday. The agenda item should be read, board discussion concerning public meeting to discuss options that are available within the capabilities of the employees of the district, and then approval of the board, then per our standard procedures, post for the public to see, and then the next available meeting, motion, discussion, and vote can follow. Once again, and I'm not sure that this is a very nice thing to say, it is not for the attorney to direct staff of the Green Mountain Water and Sanitation District, as noted in the resolution that never made it into the open due to the chaos of the last meeting. Going forward, it needs to be made clear that the board will direct the Green Mountain Water and Sanitation staff and not another employee of the district other than the manager. Any further planning for this meeting should come to a dead stop until the proper procedures are followed and adhered to. But the thing is, they were because we had proposed it. I had proposed it in the meeting. There were three directors who said that they would be willing to come. So therefore, I think we did follow the procedures.
Did you put it on the agenda? And then I don't recall.
It doesn't need to be on the agenda.
I see you selectively do this, Madam President, and I object to that. So I'm sorry, but I do. I'm okay with, I think what you're doing is a great idea, and I don't argue that. I'm just trying to make sure, and I'm not the council, but I don't recall there being three directors. I don't recall it being on the agenda. We didn't post it out to the public like we're trying to do now and have this discussion now like we should. And then if we're going to have the meeting, I think we should do our best to present it to the public. You're absolutely correct. Any director can request a meeting, but it does take a motion, a second, discussion, and a vote to have a legal meeting. Am I missing something?
The thing is it,
wait, let me, I should probably just okay, so you guys are both, you know, correct here. Let me just correct a couple things. There doesn't need to be a vote to call a meeting. A meeting can be called by any director with,
right.
I believe I sent you guys the section of the statute, and I believe that's all that's required is that the director who wants to have the meeting advise the other directors of the date and time and what the meeting's about, and then the notice has to be published. Now, I will clarify too that there is not a requirement that a meeting have a quorum. What the The quorum means is that you can't take action. You cannot take official action without a quorum. So if you call a meeting and nobody shows up and you're the only one there, you can still have the meeting, but you just can't take any action without a quorum. So yeah, I don't know if that clarifies for you guys. Alex?
I do believe also the location has to be announced. Is that correct?
Okay, you're probably right. Yeah, I mean, you're probably right about that. So if I may,
I think Director Baker has stated multiple times that he's fine with the meeting, but kind of as we can see, the more and more ensuing chaos here is indicating that simply there is just a lack of preparation when it comes to the technical solution and the materials that would be presented during this. And I might be wrong, pick up on we should just get better prepared and then have the meeting. So to me, it sounds like the meeting on the 23rd is too soon, and we should think about maybe a date a few weeks out. And I think maybe I should make a motion to simply say that there will be no meeting on the 23rd. And then I don't know, I guess after that, how do we pick a date, the materials and everything else that would be prepared for an actually well-prepared meeting, and then we go from there. That's all I'm trying to ask for.
Right. Now, let me just say, Alex, you don't need a motion to cancel the meeting on the 23rd. And actually, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Adrian had already suggested moving it. I thought you guys had agreed on an alternative date already. Has that happened? Yes.
March 30th, out. And we had also asked Mr. Brumley if he could check on it a week out, and he said he would call and get back to us.
So, what do you guys think about that date? What do you guys think about the 30th?
I am personally not okay with calling the meeting until we have a set of materials prepared. That's just where I'm at, because I'd like to see how prepared we are, get the poll from the staff on the technical solution that we're going to go with, and then go from there. That's where I'm at. So I think Director Baker already said that putting the cart before the horse, scheduling a date without being prepared, seems a little, again, ad hoc-ish to me. That's just my opinion.
So basically, this is introducing to people just basically a slideshow, and we would talk to them about the litigation, and we can work on that and provide that for you at you know, probably very soon.
Who's we?
The thing is that I can't talk about litigation. I'm no attorney. I would have to ask Joe, you know, we could work on preparing a slideshow and then present it to you.
I think what would happen is that all of you together would work on this together, not just me.
I agree.
And
that's
the
unilateral part of this.
So the point is, you all need to work on this together and present things. But so the question is, how much time? You know, I'm just trying to help you guys reach some conclusion on this, so we don't have to spend a whole lot of time on reaching a date that's acceptable.
To be efficient, just so you know, I was hoping at the last meeting I had developed some sort of a flowchart thing. I was hoping to get out to the directors to where we could start narrowing these things down and coming up with a good, you know, from the director's side of the thing to council to help narrow, you know, give a good focus point. And then I think that once that's we've reviewed that with council, then I think we would have something to go forward with that public package and everything. But, you know, that is solely my opinion.
It might be prudent just to have another executive session almost, or a working session, whatever you want to call it, in a couple of weeks, put it all together. So we have people send their information in to Ms. Timmons or whoever we decide to be the collection point. And then you have a working session, polish it all up, and then we can call a meeting. That would be my preferred approach.
But yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I still think we need to be able to get a level of information out to the public, you know, to allow them to come up with an opinion. And I think that's what they're waiting for. I'm not trying to speak for the public either, but that would make sense to me.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, Jeff. And when you say it that way, it triggers me to think another option, I mean, just to throw this out there, is that you do some preparation like Alex suggested, you have a meeting and you discuss these things. You not just do one meeting, maybe do two.
Right.
You know,
right.
Do your like initial meeting where you put a lot of stuff out there. Then have another follow-up meeting, maybe 2 weeks later. And that might give you enough back and forth to actually zero in on things.
Yeah, and then we can start discussing, and I always hate to narrow it down to possibly one meeting for the public. We've had the privilege of having multiple meetings, and I think they are, at this point in the game, I think the public is potentially owed maybe a series of meetings rather than trying to condense it into one meeting, because we all see how that's going. We're not getting through agendas. We're missing important stuff. And I just would like to make sure that we flow things out to the public to where they can process it and react with real information. That's all I was trying to get across.
Yeah. So the thing is that, just a minute, Joe, I am going to voice my objections. I would still like to do my meeting on the 30th. All I wanted to do was get input from the public. I wasn't going to do any sort of a presentation. I was just going to get input from the public. That's basically it. Collect their questions, and then we can do your meeting. So basically, that's all I want to do. And put it out there on Nextdoors. Do you have questions for us? Put it out, maybe put it out on the website. Do you have questions for us concerning the litigation? And then when we put that out there on Nextdoor or basically any other public venue or on the website, they can send us our questions. And we can appear at least to be receptive. We don't have to have sort of a canned presentation or anything like that. All this was to provide the public with a means in which we, the board of directors, could get feedback. That's all I am asking for. And I don't think it's too much to ask. It really isn't. It's just requesting feedback from the public. That's it.
If I may.
And I think that, no, let me finish. This was all this was about. I wanted to hear what people were thinking. And I've heard many, many things. Some things that are quite derogatory about the board is that they're having all these secret meetings, blah, 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 blah. And if you allow people to air their grievances or air their concerns, then they have been heard. So basically, that is my entire goal. It, nothing complicated, no big package or anything like that. So if you want to do the big package deal, then we can do that 2 weeks later and maybe as a virtual meeting. So I would still like to set up my meeting on the 30th, and that stands 6 p.m. If that is available, if the church is available, I would like to do that. And I have something else to ask. Okay, I'm going to look at Alex's letter, and it says the technical solution proposed by the staff sounds good to me, as it seems to make it easier. Also, I need to raise a concern here, as the council has leveled very serious accusations against the board members for making any sort of decisions outside a meeting, even though it was technically incorrect. With that precedent having been set, I strongly object to a decision of the venue and the technology solution being made without a public vote of the board in a public meeting, or worse still, being decided by a single board member, which would be me, and or the council. She had nothing to do with this, as they have not been given the authority to do so by the board's majority. It would seem that either the board members should be allowed to choose the manner of the upcoming meeting by a majority consensus with the staff's input on the most efficient technology solution, or this needs to be decided in a public meeting. So anyway, I will then assert my right to basically on the Special Districts Act that any board member per section 24-6-402 of the Special District Act and set up a March 30th meeting. This may not happen if the church is not available. So anyway, I would like to broach that. And I would like to ask, so I read your letter. Just a minute. Alex, did you have discussions with Karen and or Jeff about this meeting over the weekend? Because your email and Karen's emails are distinctly similar. Did you want to explain how this got involved? So that's what I wanted to ask. It seems a little bit too coordinated to me. And then Karen, just so I'm getting to everyone's complete story of the situation, if you'd like to respond tonight, I'd like to hear from you about your email and where exactly you got your legal advice. So if you want to explain that, that would be good. So anyway,
I would like to make a motion to terminate this witch hunt at this time.
It's not a witch hunt.
Is there a point, Madam President? There's a motion on the floor. There's a motion on the floor.
Excuse me, I haven't finished. Okay, and this is from Karen.
Thanks for putting these options together.
Given the subject of open meeting violations, I think it's inappropriate for the board members to make any decisions outside of a meeting, especially since we have already a meeting scheduled Tuesday. I think we should discuss the matter then. Since there was no official vote taken at the last meeting because we lacked information, there is no official action pending that can't wait until Tuesday. Likewise, no single director was authorized to set up the meeting at his or her own discretion. So anyway, I just wanted to... Excuse me? Yes? Okay, so I just wanted to say that. So I'm not sure what other discussions you want to have tonight about the March 23rd meeting, but here we are a week later and we still have not started to set up this meeting because three of you in conversations with the manager want to change the laws about setting up meetings, unbeknownst to me. I'm open to your suggestions on making sure we solidify your support for the community meeting tonight. So go ahead and explain how each of you are going to help get this done. Thank you.
I am strongly object to your accusations, Madam President. At no point did anybody say that a board member cannot call a meeting. The issue at hand was the technical solution that was being asked for by the staff. Nor do I really have to explain myself to anyone on this particular matter, as my email clearly showed that all I wanted to do is to have a public discussion about the manner in which the meeting would be set up. Your accusations at this point, frankly, are getting insulting, and I strongly object to whatever this is.
Okay, thank you very much for your contribution. I appreciate it. And that's not exactly what your email said.
Not only that, if I may also follow up on that, if people are welcome to actually go back and play through the recording of the last meeting at which I do believe there was a person again potentially discussing privileged information related to the proceedings and making statements that to me at least seemed almost as taking a position on the legal proceedings to which I don't remember the board voting on. So if nothing else, I strongly insist that all of these things are being done in the public eye by the vote of the board with the advice of the legal counsel. However, okay. At this point, it seems to me that Mr. Baker's insinuation on things being done unilaterally behind the scenes may carry some merit.
Well, I think you have proven my point. So I would like to thank you very much for that, Mr. Plotkin. So I think that kind of wraps things up for number six, executive session.
Yes? Madam President, if I may, let the record state that it is perfectly legal to any two board members to speak to each other, that it is perfectly legal to any board member to speak to the district manager about whatever it may need to be talked about. And the only thing, if you, as those emails have shown, is that the staff had reached out to the board to ask about a preferred technical solution. So I'm not sure, again, what your point is.
Okay, what I would like to do is ask Ms. Morgan if you would like to speak. You were trying to speak.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
What a privilege. I'd like to agree with the way, and I would like to table this. So I'd second that. This is completely devolved, and I don't know where we're even, what are we trying to accomplish here? I'd like to see prepared information. I don't know, and move forward with the meeting after we've gotten that preparation. I don't know how anybody can make an informed decision on anything without having all of the information in front of them. It's just too big a deal. It likewise is too big an issue to be moving forward in this ad hoc manner. I think anybody can agree that this is what the law says, that you can hold a meeting, just like it states unequivocally, we can put things on the agenda during a meeting. We can move things to an executive session during a meeting. We can do these things, but when it involves public policy decisions, we need to give notice. I think calling a special meeting in between regular meetings when we can't get together is probably the intent of this meeting. I think standing up and saying, I want to do this, even though the majority of the board say, let's do some more preparation, is frankly undemocratic. If we can work together on this, it would be far more productive than saying, let's push ahead despite objections. So that's where I am at, and I think that's what I have.
Okay,
said.
Well,
forward with a motion that says we prepare some information. If we would like to do that, I think Rhonda brought up at the last meeting that we had started a presentation on the litigation. There's a lot of misunderstandings out there about it. Maybe we could start with that. I don't know. We can designate somebody to be looking at preparation for that. If Alex has somebody can be looking at that, we could designate somebody to do a little committee on making that. We can bring it up at the next regular meeting for approval and discussion. And then we can set a meeting from there. And I do like the idea of multiple meetings with adequate notice. So, and virtual, I think, is probably the way to go myself.
Okay. One thing I would like to say is that I would like to insist on the March 30th meeting, and I would like to ask if each one of you will be attending. So, Mr. Baker, are you interested in attending?
I will not be attending this meeting. I will wait till we have the complete package that's been reviewed, and a complete package to review, possibly over multiple meetings for the public.
Okay, thank you. We will miss you. Now, Mr. Plotkin, are you wanting to come to this meeting on the 30th? Yes or no?
For the reasons already stated at length, no. Not only that, the public is welcome. Our email addresses are public property. The public is welcome to send their questions specific to the litigation in. I would be glad to collect them and start working on the presentation.
Okay, thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Now, Ms. Peters, would you like to attend on the 30th, of Tuesday the 30th? Yes or no?
I'm still trying to understand exactly the purpose of the meeting of the 30th. Is it correct that you're seeking to do a question and answer with Attorney Timmons being the only individual to respond to public questions, or is it for the purpose of just taking in questions with no responses by anybody? I'm trying to understand the nature of this meeting.
Okay, so what we want to do is we would like to ask for feedback from the public. And then what I would like to do is, if there are any legal questions that I cannot answer, I would like to defer them to Ms. Timmons, if she is available to attend, but I'm not sure. I'd have to check with her. you know, this meeting may not happen if she is not available. So that is what I would like to do. And I think you agreed last time that you would be available to attend a community meeting and that you supported it. So I'm getting, what I've got is a question mark. Now, what I would like to do is ask Karen Morgan, are you interested in attending the basically on the meetings of the 30th? What I would like to do is use this meeting to collect questions. And then once we have a list of questions, then I can hand them over to the board and say, these are the questions, these are the things that the public is worried about. And if they want to ask specific questions regarding the litigation, I can then defer to Attorney Timmons. So that is what I would like to do. So I'm going to ask, was I able to clarify things for you, Ms. Peters?
I guess I have I do have a couple questions to follow up, but the first one is I'm interested to hear from Joe what her thoughts are on having a meeting such as this versus taking time to, you know, put together some information that will help help the public to have information about more detailed information, because I agree that a lot of questions are asked that could probably be, you know, if there was information that was on the website or available to folks, it would probably help make things more efficient. So I guess I'd like to hear from Joe at this time.
So what I would say, Rhonda, and again, this is just my immediate reaction to the discussion going on, is that, first of all, yes, you are correct. I think there's definitely value in the public. You're going to get more focused comments and questions when you have some data put out there first. But I also, I hadn't thought about this until just now, about the meeting on the 30th, is that, or the meeting being proposed, whichever date it ends up being, the idea of just getting, soliciting comments, I could see that as well, to help you all focus, to say, hey, this is what really matters, you know, these are the issues we should be focusing on. I can see that you could need both. And one issue I would point out is I do think time is something to consider. You know, we are in litigation, I mean, still, and as time goes on, you know, we do get closer to a trial date, you know, it is litigation. So I would not discount the value of time going by. And that would just be my one comment about that. And so if somehow something in 2 weeks helps to focus and get you guys to get something out there that could then help you get a focused response, you know, back, maybe that's a way to go.
Okay, so go ahead. I have two thoughts. One is it possible to collect comments through the email or through a link, or, you know, a request for questions and comments to save time? I am cognizant of everybody's time, including our attorney's time. And the other, there's a question is, my assumption, but I could be wrong, was that when we went into executive session today, we would be discussing the nature of the information that is the packet that we're trying to provide to people. And so I guess I would like the opportunity to go through our executive session and see how far we get before making a decision on this meeting. It sounds to me like the board is largely on the same page in terms of everybody wants to interact and have public input and to provide information to the public. It sounds like, you know, everybody is concerned about efficiency and time, our own time, our attorney's time. And so my thinking is, if we can figure out a time, if perhaps if we feel prepared enough after going into the executive session, we might be able to do things in a time frame that kind of brings everything together. So I would like to I'd like to wait to make a decision until after the executive session.
Okay.
If I may, please. So again, here we are at 7:30. Just spoke about efficiency. Why again can the public not send questions to their public officials starting, let's say, 3 months ago? I mean, please do send the questions in and questions of efficiency, and we could start working on things almost immediately.
I'm just saying, put
a little announcement on the district website. Of course, this would take action of the board. And then there's technical solutions that can allow for such things in the 21st century to proceed efficiently.
Let me just comment on that, Alex, or just real quickly, is the concept of submitting comments is different than the concept of like a public hearing. Because in a public hearing, there's really an exchange of ideas. Like one person makes a comment that everybody hears, and then that gets them to say something. See, a public hearing is a different concept altogether. It's like a sharing of ideas. And when people say things, it helps other people think of things. When you just have a place like a comment box to put things in, it's not the same. It really doesn't get the same level of, I think, right.
No, absolutely agree, Ms. Timmons. However, again, to prepare for semi-meaningful public hearing, I, at least if I was on the citizen side, would like to have a packet of information in my hand to actually ask some meaningful questions instead of just going, what is this, what is that? So I think, again, for the sake of having a transparent and comprehensive process, it would behoove us to collect some information from the citizens first, put some information together, then have a public hearing, ask more questions, get their input, have another public hearing and another public hearing. In my mind, something of this magnitude requires more than one public hearing. So that's.
Okay, I have a
proper
comment.
Amount of notice, I'm sorry, proper amount of timely notice. I'm sure there's probably, I would hope that there is dozens, if not more than that, citizens who would actually want to be properly notified and show up for this, you know, with, again, some information to parse through versus just saying, oh, there is a public hearing that's ad hoc and who knows how many will show up.
Okay. I appreciate your contributions here. And what I would like to say is I will concede that this board does not want to hold the meeting on the 30th. However, I will hold this meeting as a community meeting, just like a ward meeting, and it will be run by me, the president, and I'll fund it, and I will run it, and I will take care of it. So that is, I think that this idea of reaching out to the public is a good thing, and coming up with and hearing what their ideas are. I think it's a much more vigorous display of democracy rather. I mean, I wanted to ask you, how many people, can you count them on both hands, who have submitted questions and things like that on the bylaws? And a lot of times people said things that you liked and that you didn't like, but maybe there were only six. So how many people are really going to comment? Not unless you have a meeting, unless you have a public meeting. And I think that in the era of COVID, people crave human contact, and it is one way to provide this in a positive way. So I would like to proceed with the meeting on the 30th. And excuse me. Ms. Peters.
Thank you. I guess the question in my mind is it possible for us to get some information together in, say, the next week, and then have that meeting to, you know, the week after that? Is it possible? I think that'll depend on how our executive session goes. So if we're able to do that, I'd like to support being able to provide some information to help allow for that discussion. I understand what Joe has said, that there's a time factor. We have the litigation that's marching forward, and it's sooner than later. I also really appreciate some of the fellow board members, and I agree that it would be helpful to have some information to provide in advance. And I agree with you, Adrian, as well, that it's good to have that interaction and to be able to be present with folks. So I guess I'm trying to find a way that meets all of these objectives, and just like to offer that as a suggestion.
I would like to ask. I would like to ask how many people would. When can we set up a date for the meeting that you want, where you have this prepared packet, things like that? So what is the date for your prepared packet meeting? Because what I would like to do is do the field work and pull together the questions that the public have, because I've heard some things that are very concerning, that we have had far too many executive sessions, and that we're doing this and we're doing that in such a way that leaves people out, and they don't have any, they're anxious, and they have all these questions, and maybe the staff is concerned about how this litigation is going to proceed, whether we will win or not, how successful will we be. So I think that just allowing people to simply ask us questions is a very positive thing. Maybe nobody will show up. That's always possible. Maybe Joe and I will just sit there standing there and nobody will show up. That's always a possibility. But what I would like to do is provide folks with an opportunity to come in and to see us in the flesh. I think that is really a positive. And we are just here to collect your questions. And maybe a little bit we can say, well, we can't discuss this, but these are the legal options that are available to us. So that's basically all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Madam President, I guess I'm still a little confused. On one hand, we're being told that this would only be a session to collect questions. On the other hand, we're being told that this would be a session where questions would be answered. And I, again, would respectfully disagree without the board being there, or without having information that's being reviewed, vetted, and edited by the board and the legal counsel. I don't believe it's prudent to be offering answers to questions that could potentially get us into legal trouble. Second of all, I've been repeatedly reminded, as was earlier by the staff, some people I do believe would frankly be horrified to be there in person, considering current COVID conditions. And I think it might actually be borderline reckless to incite people to come to a physical location, considering the current situation of the pandemic. So those are my two cents.
People are being incited to go to coffee shops and grocery stores and things like that. Now,
Madam President, as a governing body, we have to be responsible in a time of a pandemic. I mean, I understand that people have their own opinions about any number of things out there, but right now we do have to exercise the due diligence and responsibility when it comes
all
to
right.
the pandemic.
I understand that. So on March the 30th,
Jeff, you had your hand up.
Yeah. Can I finish? I would like to ask the board when they would like to set up their virtual meeting with all the information that I would be willing to collect and compile. Yes. And when would you like to set up that meeting? Maybe 2 weeks out past the 30th. So if I can have a date, that would be great. So I was thinking there's the 30th, and then we could have... unfortunately that falls on the meeting of April 13th. How about April 20th date? April 20th date for your meeting. Okay.
Madam President?
Yes?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. What I guess when I'm hearing Director Peters And for the sake of efficiency, I know we didn't even make it into executive session at the last meeting. I think everyone's aware of where we stand on this, but I think coming out on the other side, we might get some better clarity. I still don't think we have enough information. I think we've kept the cadence of every Tuesday to continue on with these meetings. And I think we need to probably move into executive session. I think that might help Director Peters to move to a decision. And I would just recommend respectfully that we go ahead and close this out and move into executive session. Thank you.
Okay, so is anyone interested on the 20th of April for a virtual meeting? Just wanted to ask. So I will ask each one of you. Mr. Baker, do you think that April 20th is a good idea the thing is that we're going to learn stuff in executive session, okay? We're going to learn stuff. And then we can learn what we can present and what we can't.
And what day of the week is that, Madam President?
Yes, sir. It is the 20th. It is the on a Tuesday.
I'm okay with that. That's fine. Please count me in. Okay.
Excellent. And then Mr. Plotkin, for your meeting, would you like it? Is the April 20th good for you?
I apologize, Madam President. What scope? What are we doing?
When we compile all the information that I get on the 20th, March the 30th, I can then present that to the board and then
thank you. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I would like to do is present that to the board, any information that I have gleaned, and I will present that to the board. And, if people show up, fine. If they don't, but I wanted to ask, would you be available on the 20th for a virtual meeting?
So is a working session basically, or is that the general scope?
I think it was what you were talking about was, answering the public's questions. That's really all I want to do.
Again, I'm not, I understand that I would love to answer questions, but would we have our information ready by then is my question. The 20th sounds good as a meeting date to me, but I'm still confused about the scope.
Alex, I think she's trying to look for a placeholder. I think we're trying to get too focused here.
Yeah, let's go with a placeholder, 20th. Let's just say 20th for now, unless something changes. Sure.
Okay, Mr. Peters?
I think the president's just trying to get some sort of dates and targets.
Okay.
It can slip.
Putting our ability to have information together prior to that, at least a week prior. So that would put us at the 13th or sooner to have information that can be provided to folks so that they can provide feedback. And if we're able to meet that deadline, then the 20th sounds like it would be reasonable. But if we don't have that packet of information together before then, I'd like to make sure folks have at least a week to review it. And if we were able to provide that sooner, then I'd be open to a meeting sooner as well. So tentatively, I think all of us have kept Tuesdays open, and maybe we'll come out of executive session and we'll be able to move those dates up. But it sounds like a pretty reasonable placeholder for right now.
Yeah, that's all I really wanted to do. And so I would like to ask, Ms. Morgan, are you available on the 20th for the virtual meeting?
I cannot commit to a date right now for a meeting that I don't know what the purpose is of. I understand maybe there's a placeholder, but the last time, last week, we said we'll have a placeholder pending all these other decisions, and now here we are, and we weren't able to make those decisions and got accused.
So basically what I will just say is that you are saying no. No.
Well, thank you for cutting me off, but you're right. I won't commit on something like that. I'd also like some clarification for your meeting on the 30th, if that is your meeting. Just want to make clear that that is not something that the staff, you said that you would support and you would run. So that's not a board meeting that the staff needs to worry about being there in person and running.
I think that's clear. So then I will support that meeting. And hopefully Ms. Timmons will be available on the 30th. And all of you will be warmly welcomed. And you can just come and listen or whatever you choose to do. So now, what
Madam President,
Yes.
For the
yes.
sake of efficiency, may I make a motion to go into executive session so we can actually work through the topics that
Excellent.
Well, can I, Alex, you had a motion on the floor. We're getting sloppy here. So we had a motion, we had a second, we didn't do anything with it. So either can you please withdraw the motion and then add your new motion or so we're clean?
It was that in regards to the meeting, whatever it was. Yeah, I will withdraw the motion.
Thank you.
And someone can withdraw the second, whoever made the second.
I will withdraw that, Madam President.
Thank you very much. Okay, and I appreciate your time. So the motion has been there has been a motion to go into executive session, and we have a second. Is that correct?
I second that motion.
Thank you very much. And the motion was proposed by Director Plotkin, and the second was made by Jeff Baker. So I think what it is that we need to have a vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. So the board has unanimously passed the motion to go into executive session. I would like to thank everybody.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, before we turn the recording off, I'll just announce the subset. The statute that we're using for the executive session. This meeting of the Board of Directors of Green Mountain Water and Sanitation District will go into executive session to confer with the district's legal counsel for the purpose of receiving legal advice pertaining to pending litigation, and the litigation is set out in the agenda. This communication is privileged under the attorney-client privilege because it constitutes legal advice. This executive session is authorized by the Colorado Revised Statutes, Title 24, Article 6, Part 404B. That's also the Colorado Sunshine Law. But we can turn the tape recorder off now or whenever we finish.
Okay, thank you very much. We shall do so.
This conference will now be recorded.
All right. Okay, I would like to note that we are out of executive session at 9:28 and we are now being recorded again. Number 7 is other matters. And can I put the last item that we talked about?
Do we need to read anything coming back in? Is there nothing? Okay.
Nothing.
She already did.
Oh, I can't hear you. I can't hear you, Joe.
Yeah, sorry. Yes. Ronnie, yeah, Adrienne is the one who said what normally is said afterwards. So she did that. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So item number 7 are other matters. Okay. We've come out of executive session, and I wanted to know if there are any other matters that any directors would like to bring up. So shall we conclude? All right. Okay, thank you very much. I would like to ask for a motion to adjourn. I'm going to put out a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I would like to move to a vote. Is there any further discussion? No. Okay. No. Then I will move to a vote. To move out of executive session. Oh, let me put the camera on. I'm sorry.
No. Actually, we're already out of executive session, but we're moving to adjourn right now.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
Okay, yes. We are moving to adjourn from executive session. Okay.
No, adjourn from regular session.
I'm sorry. Oh, my brain is mush. I'm sorry.
I
would like to adjourn. I would like to adjourn, and I had a second, and all in favor say aye.
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 Aye, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you all soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night, all.
Bye. Good night.
Sorry. Bye-bye.